AM Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Now, starting off, taking a look at the 2011 State Baseball Tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines. Yesterday, it was the 1A quarterfinals that took place all day long, and the first game saw Martinsdale-St. Mary's, the top-ranked team in the state, able to squeak out a victory and continue their 85-game now winning streak, the longest ever in the nation, as they defeated English Valley's 2-1, got a run in the last inning, in the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh, to pick up that victory, so they move on. Also, the sixth-ranked Coon Rapids Bear defeated Preston 13-3. It was third-ranked Key defeating George Little Rock 14-2 in five innings of play. And 5th-ranked Mason City Newman was a 16-0 winner over Orient Maxburg in four innings of play in quarterfinal round action yesterday. That sets up the semifinals for Thursday in Class 1A. At 6 p.m. Thursday evening, it'll be Martinsdale-St. Mary's facing Coon Rapids Baird. And then at 8 p.m., Key will take on Mason City Newman. The championship for 1A will be 2 p.m. on Saturday. Also, at the state baseball tournament going on today, the 3A quarterfinals will get underway. At noon, it's Storm Lake taking on Marion. Also, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, top-ranked Solon will face Waukon. At 6 p.m., it's Washington facing ADM. And at 8 p.m., it's Boone taking on Harlan. The semifinals for Class 3A will then take place on Friday for those winners here today. 4A quarterfinals will take place tomorrow at Principal Park in Des Moines. Moving on to Major League Baseball now, slow-footed catcher Yadier Molina was a triple shy of the cycle for the second time in three games, and Kyle MacLellan ended an eight-game victory drought in the St. Louis Cardinals' 10-5 win over the Houston Astros on Monday night. Trailing 8-1, Carlos Lee made it interesting with his 16th career grand slam in the eighth off of P.J. Walters, cutting the gap to three runs before St. Louis answered with two more runs. He's tied for ninth on the career list with Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Dave Kingman in second on the active list, trailing only Alex Rodriguez's 21. Colby Rasmus, the Cardinals player mentioned in most in rumors heading into the trade deadline, homered for the second straight day with three RBIs. Also around the rest of Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers avoided their lead in the American League West by setting a Major League season high for runs last night. Ian Kinsler homered and drove in four runs as the Rangers blasted Minnesota 20-6. Michael Young also homered and had three RBIs as part of an AL season-high 27-hit assault. Josh Hamilton also had three ribbies as the Rangers moved four games ahead of second place Los Angeles. The Seattle Mariners extended their club record losing streak to 16 games by falling 10-3 to the New York Yankees. Derek Jeter and Mark Teixeira each homered and drove in three runs, while Freddy Garcia held his former team to three runs and eight hits in 7 2/3 innings. Detroit's lead in the AL Central is down to one game over Cleveland following the Tigers' 6-3 loss over the Chicago White Sox. Carlos Quinton's three-run double was the difference as the White Sox climbed to within 3.5 games of the Tigers. In Cleveland, Jason Kipnis hit a walk-off single in a two-run ninth to give the Indians a 3-2 triumph over the Angels. Connor Jackson and Cliff Pennington each had two hits and two RBIs in Oakland's 7-5 triumph against Tampa Bay. Jackson's two-run double capped a three-run seventh that put the Athletics ahead to stay. Over to the National League, where Colby Rasmus drove in three runs and Yadier Molina fell a triple shy of the cycle, as we mentioned, as the Cardinals beat the Astros 10-5. Also, the Cardinals still share the NL Central lead with Pittsburgh after the Pirates downed the Braves 3-1 in Atlanta. Daniel McCutchen singled home a run and scored another as the Bucks kept the Braves six games behind East-leading Philadelphia. Chris D'Onofrio stole home and went 2-for-5 with an RBI and two runs scored as San Diego beat the Phillies for the first time in 11 tries, 5-4. Daniel Murphy laced a tie-breaking two-run double while the Mets were scoring four times in the seventh to beat the Reds 4-2 in Cincinnati. Andre Ethier hit a two-run homer and had three RBIs while the Dodgers were building an 8-1 lead and an 8-5 win over Colorado. Moving on to other sporting news in the NFL. The NFL will be open for business today as general managers begin to cram about 3 months of work into a few days. Players have voted to okay a final labor deal and end the 4.5-month lockout, the longest work stoppage in league history. The 10-year package does not include an opt-out clause. Appearing at a joint news conference outside the NFL Players Association headquarters with NFLPA head Demoris Smith, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said, "This is a long time coming and football's back." Smith said, "We didn't get everything that either side wanted, but we did arrive at a deal that we think is fair and balanced. Owners will receive a larger cut of all revenue and now have a new system to rein in spending on contracts for first-round draft picks. Players persuaded teams to commit to spending nearly all of their salary cap space in cash, and one changes the two off-season and in-season practice rules that should make the game safer. Club facilities will open to players Tuesday when 2011 picks and rookie free agents can be signed, and teams can begin talking to veteran free agents. Training camps for some teams may begin as soon as Wednesday. The owners overwhelmingly approved a proposal last Thursday, but some unresolved issues still needed to be reviewed to satisfy players. The owners do not need to vote again to ratify. Meanwhile, teams are restoring pay to employees who lost wages during the labor dispute. A person familiar with the situation says employees of the Miami Dolphins have had their salaries returned to previous levels, and the New York Jets have recouped all lost wages to business side employees who took unpaid furloughs during the lockout and coaches who took pay cuts. And the Buffalo Bills have reinstated both 401k plan contributions and full salaries to employees who will be reimbursed as well for back pay. With the end of the lockout, Super Bowl organizers can sack their backup plan. A spokeswoman for the Indianapolis Host Committee says she expects NFL officials to give them the official word on canceling that backup plan of February 12th Super Bowl. And that will now be taking place as scheduled on February the 5th. That is expected to be the announcement there. I'll have more sports after this time out.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
And taking a look at other sports here this morning, now that the lockout is done in the NFL, the next challenge facing NFL teams, players, and agents is pretty tough, too. There are about 1,000 veterans, draft picks, and undrafted rookies that need to be signed by the 32 clubs. Each contract must fit the boundaries of the new still-being-understood labor deal, such as each club's cumulative payroll being within the new salary cap. Oh, this also needs to be done by the start of the preseason in a little more than 2 weeks as well, although preferably much of it will be done by this weekend. The frenzy begins today as teams will begin to be able to sign their own free agents, draft picks, and undrafted players, plus make trades and start wooing Amandi Asamoah and hundreds of other veteran free agents. In the NHL, the brother of NHL enforcer Derek Bougard has made his first court appearance Monday on charges stemming from his brother's overdose death in May. 24-year-old Aaron Bougard did not enter a plea during his appearance before Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu in Minneapolis. Prosecutors allege he gave his 28-year-old brother an unprescribed oxycodone pill at the start of a night of partying in Minneapolis that resulted in his death. Aaron Bougard faces one felony drug count and one gross misdemeanor count of interfering with the scene of a death. State guidelines recommend a sentence of 21 months of probation. The New York Rangers have re-signed defenseman Steve Eminger, who had 2 goals and 4 assists in 65 games last season. The 27-year-old Eminger has scored 17 goals and 91 points in 411 NHL games with the Rangers, Ducks, Panthers, Lightning, Flyers, and Capitals. Britain's Olympics minister says the country is already prepared for attacks by, quote, lone wolves on the 2012 London Games, but will re-examine security plans after the attacks in Norway. At least 93 people were killed when a Norwegian with right-wing views set off a bomb in Oslo and went on a gun rampage at a youth camp. Olympics Minister Hugh Robertson says we need to see what was the direct cause of that, and it will always cause anybody to look and re-examine their own security plans. He added on Monday that clearly where there are lessons to be learned from Norway, we will learn them. Robertson says Britain has already prepared to cope with a range of threats out there, from Irish terrorism to international terrorism to lone wolves. Count the Browns in as one of the happier NFL franchises on Monday now that the lockout is over. Within hours of the announcement, the team announced that single-game tickets for all preseason and regular season games would be available on August 6th, with prices beginning at $35. The Browns, coming off a 5-11 season, will have a decidedly different look this year under new coach Pat Shurmur. He will transition the Browns to a West Coast offense and move the defense from a 3-4 alignment to a 4-3. Stick with the plan, and we have to be aware of how it is different this year, Browns president Mike Holmgren said on Saturday at a fan rally. If we feel we're having bad practices because guys are making too many mistakes that they shouldn't make, we'll probably have to tone it down a little bit. Until they show us that they can't absorb it, it's a full speed ahead. The Browns will open the preseason versus Green Bay on August 13th at home. They will open the regular season versus Cincinnati at home on September the 11th. That's a look at some of the latest sports this hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.